Hey, everybody. Welcome again to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, of course, Senior Vice President here at the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. With us today, we have another special guest. Her name is Jessica Alma Chizeo, Executive Director of Covered California, which is California's Obamacare Healthcare Exchange. We're going to be talking about the changes that may be, of course, happening to everyone's healthcare. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to the show. And please share with us a little bit about yourself and, of course, the program that we're going to be talking about here.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me. Such a privilege to be here. As you said, I'm the executive director of Covered California, and we provide health insurance to just under 2 million Californians and have served 1 in 6 Californians since we opened our doors just over a decade ago. We are in open enrollment, so this is the window that we have for Californians to explore their options, shop for coverage, see what tax credits they're eligible for to lower their costs. And so it's so important in a year with a lot of confusion, some changes coming from Washington, D.C., that we get the word out about what's happening, what it means, and what Californians need to know this open enrollment season.
So share with us a little bit about, of course, maybe some of the, what's going to be shaping some of the costs, right, in the new year. What is it that they need to know that obviously is important for our community to understand and be prepared for?
So Covered California has offered tax credits since we opened our doors. Those tax credits basically take the premium the insurance company charges, make it lower. They're funded by the federal government, so the cost that people pay is affordable. And they're on a sliding scale. So depending on your income, the more you need, the more you get. Now, a few years ago, Congress made those tax credits more generous. They enhanced them. This is why we call it the enhanced premium tax credits, is the technical term that you might see on the news. Those enhancements expire at the end of this year, and unless Congress acts to extend them, they won't be available in 2026. So while we're watching that closely, the debate in Washington does seem quite stalled, and so there's no confidence that those enhanced tax credits will be available in 2026. What that means is there are the majority of Covered California enrollees who will still be eligible for tax credits, the tax credits we had when Obamacare first launched, but they're less generous than the level of tax credit they've been getting in recent years. Then we also have some of our middle-income consumers who could lose their tax credits altogether, because without the enhancements, there's a pretty strict cap on which income can get them. And so those are pretty big affordability challenges. California is doing what we can. We do have $190 million from the state budget that we're going to use to mitigate some of these premium increases for Californians. Now, that's a lot of money. We're one of the very few states that has any money to try and fill this hole the federal government is leaving. So we're very grateful to have that. But it's not nearly enough to fill the hole the federal government is leaving. And so with that confusion, with the fact that all this plays out really differently for different people depending on your income and where you live, it's more important than ever that people are informed and empowered to understand what's happening, why it's happening, what are their options, and what does it mean for them and their own family. And that's what we at Covered California are here to do, particularly throughout this open enrollment season, but all year round, of course, as well.
At the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we obviously support a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs. I happen to be one myself. We own a hospice company. We're in healthcare. What would you advise business owners like ourselves that are entrepreneurs? Obviously, we're in the healthcare industry. What should we be looking out for? What are some signs, or what could we do also to, in essence, support the cause, what we're trying to do here?
So I think it's good to start with just how incredible of a resource Covered California Marketplaces, the ACA, has been for small businesses. So nationally, half of enrollees in the marketplace, that's 12 million people in this country or so, are small business affiliated, meaning they're either sole proprietors, or they are small business owners, or they are employees of small businesses who aren't able to offer an employer plan to their employees. Fundamentally, Covered California is about economic freedom. It's about this idea that you can be an entrepreneur and start your own business, that you can join the gig economy or work part-time or whatever that may be for you and still have affordable health insurance coverage available to you. 500,000, one in four of our enrollees are sole proprietors on Covered California. And so when you think about changes to the marketplace and changes to Obamacare, this is a very disproportionate impact on small businesses in particular, on sole proprietors in particular, and we really have to think about it that way. So for our small business owners out there, our business community, and first of all, you should know, are you enrolled in Covered California? And then like any consumer, be empowered. But also for those that are looking out for their employees' families, who sometimes the employee is with the business, but the family members are on Covered California, knowing what resources are available, knowing how Covered California can help in this moment, can help you help your employees and their families, who we know that small businesses care deeply about.
Yeah, I can attest that actually I was very thankful that my wife went and got Obamacare, because we're business owners, and as a small business, we couldn't afford a business healthcare plan for everybody. It was just really expensive. And recently, my son actually had a pretty scary situation. He had to go to the ER. And it isn't until it impacts you or you're in that situation that you realize how important these programs are. And I know usually on our podcast show, we like to share stories of situations like that. So first and foremost, thank you for doing this. Thank you for getting the word out. Anything else you would want to share with the community? Obviously, business owners like myself, that you feel that we also need to continue to educate in the community or get the word out.
So it's really important. Our mission at Covered California is to get affordable, quality health insurance into the hands of as many Californians as possible. Often people are confused, who is Covered California, right? We're not an insurance company, we're not an insurance agent, we're an independent arm of the state of California offering this as a free service because we are Californians who care about Californians. And a part of that work is trying to get the word out, like you are helping us do here today, and explain all of this, but also helping people navigate the process of enrolling and figuring out, where should I get health insurance? Is Covered California for me? What's that thing, Medi-Cal? Who gets Medicare? What's the difference between Medicare and Medi-Cal? All of those things. And so we want to help people enroll however it is easiest for them to do that. You can do the entire thing online at coveredca.com. You can chat us along the way if you have questions. You can call us. Then we have 14,000 incredible enrollment partners, community organizations, clinics, insurance agents. Many of those agents are small business owners and enrollees themselves, right? Who are, again, Californians who are here to help answer the questions and guide other Californians through all of this and on their journey to health insurance. It's also very important to us that we are meeting all of our community's needs. And so across all of these resources, you can navigate in English, but also in a language other than English, if that is your preferred language, including with those enrollment partners who are in all of our communities and speak for well over 40 different languages that are available to do that one-on-one guided assistance. So again, really incredible resources and information and support available always at no cost to the consumer through Covered California.
Is there a website that we can share with everyone that you feel is important they go on and of course look into more of this information?
Absolutely. So coveredca.com is the one, the core source that I would send everyone to. You can do, if you know you're ready to shop and enroll, you can launch right into applying for coverage. We do also have a feature where you can get a very quick quote. It takes truly less than 1 or 2 minutes to enter some very basic pieces of information you'll know off the top of your head and see, based on what you tell us, what tax credit might you be eligible for? What plans are available? What will they cost? And get that gut check moment.
And what's the deadline?
Find one of these. The deadline. We are in open enrollment and it runs until the end of January.
Okay.
If you want coverage that starts on January 1st, so you enrolled for all of 2026, you do need to enroll by December 31st,
okay,
which is just around the corner.
Okay. Wow. Thank you so much. I know we've run out of time, but I just want to say again, we appreciate having, again, Jessica Altman was of course, the executive director of Cover California. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on our show and sharing all this good information. We want to encourage everybody that's listening or watching the show, please get informed and please go to the website. And if there's any questions, leave a comment wherever you either listen or view this show.
Thank you, John, for having me, for all you're doing, and for all the chamber does as well.
Thank you, Jessica. We appreciate your time.